presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. San Francisco trumped the North Bay in the most hotly contested race in the region on yesterday's California primary ballot. In Sonoma and Marin counties, former Assemblyman Joe Nation ran well ahead of rivals Mark Leno and Carol Migdon in the Democratic primary for the 3rd State Senate seat, but Leno posted an overwhelming 57% of the vote in the San Francisco portion of the district. That was more than enough to carry him to victory. For most of the rest of Sonoma County, interest was highest in the 3 races for county supervisor, but all of them will now be finally decided in November. That was hardly a surprise in the crowded 5th District field, where 7 candidates were vying to succeed retiring supervisor Mike Riley. Leading the pack was newcomer Efren Carrillo, a Roseland native who collected nearly a quarter of the votes cast in the district. Appearing on KRCB-TV last night, Carrillo said his campaign represented a long-held aspiration.
I've always known that I'd be drawn to public office. It was just a matter of time. The time felt right, the issues felt right, and I had a lot of encouragement to do it now.
The second-place finisher in the 5th District was longtime County Planning Commissioner Rue Furch. Seen initially by many as the favorite in that race, Furch said she found her planning experience wasn't as much of a factor in voters' decision-making as she had expected.
I would have thought that it would make a difference because I have 16 years of voting record, but it doesn't seem to be something that people are contemplating so much. I gather that my 16 years of service has been well-received, generally, or there would be considerably more conversation about that.
Past experience in government also failed to carry the day in the 1st District, where incumbent Valerie Brown fell short of the 50% support needed to avoid a runoff in the fall. Challengers Will Peer and Dave Reber ran neck and neck for most of the evening until Peer pulled away at the end, prevailing by about 460 votes for the right to face Brown one-on-one for the next 5 months. And in the urban Mid-County 3rd District, where longtime Supervisor Tim Smith is stepping down, 2 strong women candidates, as expected, collected most of the ballots. Shirley Zane held a 5% lead over Sharon Wright at the end of the day, an edge she said was bolstered by older voters who knew her through her work as the head of the local council on aging.
It certainly doesn't hurt. The seniors historically really do vote, and I do have name recognition among the seniors, so yes, that's been very helpful.
Wright, a former mayor and city council member in Santa Rosa, has in the past been criticized as pro-growth by some environmental factions, but she now thinks that sort of polarization is past.
The environmental issue is one that everyone has bought into. Business, labor, you name it, they're all there, I believe. And so I don't think the environmental issue is as strong because we're making a commitment to reduce our greenhouse gases.
In other races of local interest, school bond measures in Healdsburg and Sebastopol's Gravenstein district both pulled around 60% of the vote, but fell short of the 2/3 needed to pass. In Mendocino County, Measure B, which reduced the number of medical marijuana plants a person could legally grow from 25 to 6, won 52% support to pass. And in Napa County, voters rejected the local ballot measure aimed at halting a major redevelopment project along the Napa River. Measure N was opposed by almost 52% of that county's voters. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.